You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Democrat challenger Sarah Nicoli wants to debate incumbent state senator George Amador. In a letter to Amador on Monday, September 19th, Nicoli urged the Rotterdam Republican to face off in an as-yet-to-be-scheduled forum ahead of the general election. Nicoli wrote, quote, "There is simply no reasonable excuse for claiming that over the next 7 weeks you will be unable to participate in public forums and debates, and I am confident that the voters of the 46th Senate District will not reward a candidate for office who actively hides from them or from meaningful discourse and debate on their concerns," end quote. In a statement, Amador spokeswoman Eileen Miller said, quote, "Both campaigns have been in the process of setting up several opportunities for the residents of the 46th Senate District to hear from Senator Amador and his opponent," end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale's reporting in the Columbia paper, the Kinderhook Town Board is currently reviewing proposed amendments to the town's policy on solar panels. The suggested changes to the law include a prohibition of large-scale solar panel arrays known as solar farms within the town limits, and restrictions on where ground-mounted panels may go on a property. Town Attorney Andy Howard said the amendments will now be sent to the Planning Board and the Code Committee for review before they come back to the Town Board for consideration. Town Supervisor Pat Gratan said the town's Climate Smart Communities Committee will talk about solar energy and hear from a representative from New York State Energy Research and Development Authority about alternative energy at their next meeting, Thursday, September 22nd. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett officially announced last week she is running in November for her third two-year term. The Hudson Democrat assumed the seat 5 years ago, filling the vacancy left when then-Assemblymember Marcus Molinaro became the Dutchess County Executive. Barrett said things have changed for the better in Albany, albeit not fast enough for many people. Quote, "Two leaders who were abusing the system are no longer there. We just passed the first round of pension forfeiture legislation. That has to go to the public for a referendum, but it is a step in the right direction," she said. Barrett will face Republican Terry Sullivan in the November general election. Sullivan is a member of the Copaic Town Board. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting some Amtrak service will change Monday while police in New Jersey investigate a suspicious device found near a train station. Amtrak's Acela Express and Northeast Regional services are among the affected routes. Service was suspended the evening of Sunday, September 18th, near the Elizabeth, New Jersey station. Passengers should be prepared for the possibility of additional cancellations and delays all day on Monday. Information is available at 800-USA-RAIL. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.